Começamos assim então a nossa entrevista com os Leveland Tyson, diretamente da Noruega. Estamos aqui na primeira edição das sessões AR. Don't worry, you can... there's no sound going here. Vamos fazer agora a nossa entrevista. Estamos em direto também, portanto, quem estiver por aí pode vir cá à sessão de estudantes, ver os Leveland Tyson, falar um bocadinho com eles, assim entenderem. E pronto. Estou aqui com muito orgulho a ser acompanhado pelo Manel, não é?
Olá a todos e pronto, vamos começar lá a entrevista.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Manel.
Hi.
This is Gonçalo.
Nice to meet you guys.
How did it all start? How did you meet each other and started to play?
The band? The band started with Sophie and me. And we... I don't know, I'm not sure how far back I should go. Yeah, Sophie, how far should we go back?
Well, it's a long story. We don't have to go to the very, very beginning. But Ricard and I were together and we decided it would be cool to have a band together so we could do
really?
All the cool
That's very sweet.
Stuff in life that you do in a band. And so we lived in Paris for a while and wrote some songs and everything. And then when we came back to Oslo, Oslo, Norway, where we are from, we found all these other cool people to join the band, and we had a lot of other people in it. At some point we were like 9 people,
really
loads of people, and for a period we even had like a photographer that just came with us to all the gigs and sometimes played a bit of guitar. And yeah, now it's just like a kind of like a big family where some people play in the band and some just hang out and help with other stuff.
Yeah.
So the name Leveland Tyson refers to you two, or the
what?
Is there the name Leveland Tyson? So
yeah,
when one reads Leveland Tyson, you could think it's a duo, but it's not a duo, clearly.
We have these two guys. And they like travel around and gather information for us so that we can like put stuff together based on that information.
So they're like our mascots. We have these two men that are our mascots, and they're our Leveland Tyson.
Yeah, we imagine their trips and what they find and stuff. And
oh, okay, so that's part of your creative process, you would say.
And we thought it would be cool not to have like the bees or the cars or the trees or whatever, you know.
Yeah, actually, no guy that says that most practically every band after the 70s that has a the in the name is trying too hard.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Talking about your creative process, besides from trying to tell the stories of Leveland Tyson, what exactly inspires you? Individually and as a group, because I'm certain you all have different experiences.
Yeah,
and
I have a trouble hearing what you're saying.
I'm sorry. Yes. Yes. I was asking what individually and as a group. What? How do you work? How do you not exactly? How do you create?
And what inspires you? Yes.
What inspires you in life?
In life.
How we make songs depends on different stuff, but usually I write like the basic ideas for the song, and I take it to these people, and they, you know, they just ruins it, and it becomes the songs we have, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because that thing with inspiration is like something that people always ask, because it's in a way it's a cool thing if you could answer it, like what inspires you. But then if you think about life, you don't really know what inspires you. You just kind of live and then you have inspiration, if you know what I mean.
It's kind of like going out for looking for mushrooms or berries or apples or whatever, and you have like a big bowl of experiences, and then it becomes a song or whatever, you know.
It becomes a mixed
yeah.
feelings. That's
yeah. Yeah. yeah, you know, you're just as a person kind of a result of everything you do yeah. and everything that happens to you. And it's always hard to like pinpoint mm-hmm. what experience led to what inspiration.
And of course, music is also a huge inspiration and films and stuff.
Yeah, and traveling and yeah. seeing, like, meeting a lot of cool people and cultures and everything. Yeah.
Actually, I'm pretty inspired by the great cave story from Portugal here. We're going to play a few concerts with them, and I absolutely love their album. So, yeah, they are inspiring people, I think.
I assume you also like to travel a lot, especially to the south of Europe.
Yes.
you've been in Portugal. This is not your first time. No. And for this time, you've also been around for few weeks, I think. And you've also been to Spain. What do you think that in a few years you'll recall from this time?
Well, hopefully we won't have to recall it because we will be able to keep playing here and come back and meet all the amazing people that we meet here many more times. And maybe, it would be cool to play here during summer. That's the one thing I'm going to hint to all of Portugal and people that work with booking, because we're always playing in winter and it's really cold.
Yeah.
But we hope to be able to come back here many times. It's really a great place to play. So many people are coming to the shows and talking to us after the shows and yeah, just contacting us, and it's really cool. It gives a lot of energy.
And you do know that in Portugal people have a special kind of appreciation for the Norwegian, because our national fish actually doesn't
bacalhau.
Yes, bacalhau doesn't exist in the Portuguese water.
Oh, that's strange. We were talking about that the other day. Why do they have like a national dish with an ingredient they don't have?
Yeah.
This is strange.
It's really strange.
I don't know how long that might date, but it's been around for, I think it's safe to say, centuries.
Wow. Yeah, probably. But so yeah, we tasted a lot of bacalhau.
To be honest, you guys are a lot better at like preparing the bacalhau than we are.
Yeah, it's way better here.
It comes dry. Dry
yeah.
up.
Yeah, yeah, and you salt. Fix it. You fix it over here.
Yeah.
And so you have a great album, Even Faster Still. I heard it's the name comes from something about hypnosis.
Yeah.
Can you explain it?
I was into hypnosis for a while, and I was reading a lot of books. And it was like a method that if you like really, if you keep still, you start feeling motions in your body. So if you have a bad emotion for something, you can feel it like a circle in your belly, and if you reverse that circle, it will send signals to your mind that everything is okay, and then it says to spin it even faster still.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's kind of a physical way
to remove
self hypnosis.
Yeah. yeah, it's self hypnosis. Yeah.
But. You all tried this? You all have that experience?
Yeah, every day before we play the shows, we have to do that. Get rid of all the bad emotions. And
yeah, no, we're a real hippie band. No, but actually, I tried it sometimes. I think it kind of works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've tried it also once, but sometimes you really have to concentrate.
Yeah.
I think I do it wrong and get confused in my own mind.
Really, I think that will come in handy for our listeners in a few weeks when the exams start.
Oh yeah.
Now you know what. Now you know what to do. And with the album, you try to convey like an ambience for that to happen, or
it's really just a name.
It's just a name.
Yeah. It stuck to my mind, and I thought that would be a nice title for the album. It's not. No, it has nothing to do with the music at all.
That's actually not the first time I hear a story like, the name of the album has a story that's like, oh, this would be a great name for an album.
Yeah. You know, I guess that's...
I think it's amazing when that actually comes to life, because I think most people just say that, oh, someday I would like to make a movie with
yeah.
that title, right?
So I guess it's kind of like... maybe it has something to do with it, maybe not, you know. Yeah. That's how we if we don't find a name for the song, we just call it, like, one of the songs is called Number 9. No reason. It's just we didn't have a name.
Maybe the Beatles also had that idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
A lot of number songs
number
out
nine.
There.
Number 9?
Number 9, yeah.
No, sorry. Oh.
And actually, I'm really interested in this. What do you all hear? I believe you all hear to different bands, to different albums. What do you hear? Do you listen to?
What do you listen to? June.
Well, I listen to a lot of different genres. Mostly just pop music, hip hop, and yeah, indie. And jazz. Well, yeah. So, yeah, many different genres.
I guess we all listen to a lot of that stuff, but I also listen to I like stuff that's kind of broken, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like 90%
non-conventional.
Yeah, it's like 10% music and 90% something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like if you take a Beatles song and you take a hammer and you smash it like that. I like that stuff.
Is that something that you like to perform as a personal?
Yeah, I try to write all my songs like that. I take a Beatles song and I smash it. Yeah.
So personal. What about the rest of you?
A different music. Recently I've been really like exploring underground music from Pakistan because I didn't know there was like this noisy underground music that
really
existed there, which is really interesting for me since my parents are from Pakistan and I only listen to like
but there's an underground scene
like ethnic music, so that's quite cool.
Yeah, perhaps most people in Europe tend to think that only in Europe you have an alternative scene, but nowadays I think practically everywhere around the world.
Yeah, that is what's really interesting with the like alternative genres, that they are like everywhere in the world. Even though you think they're not there, they're somewhere hiding in the garages and or subways that are closed and yeah, just making shit happen, which is really cool.
Well, yeah, my top three bands that inspire me are Cave Story, Moa Murta, and the legendary Tiger Man.
Okay, yeah. You clearly have your homework.
Yeah.
Yes, Moa Murta is a great band.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, the guy from Moa Murta, he DJ'd after our set in Braga.
He's from there.
Yeah, it was amazing. He was like a scientist sitting in a empty cave because nobody dared to go near him, and the music was really dark and scary, and he was sitting there
like on a throne.
Yeah. I got some pictures, you can see it if you want. It was really freaky and beautiful.
Yeah, it's an absolute legend, I would say. There's something else I would like to talk about. I'd like to talk about the music scene from back home.
Yeah.
What do you experience? I don't know. Maybe not so much in terms of inspiration and everything, but the general feeling of being received and having other bands that are doing the same things.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well, the scene. Did you want to answer, Richard? Ricardo?
I was about to, but you can do it if you want to. No, it's. I think the music scene in Norway is really young. We don't have a lot of pop music traditions or anything like that. But we are really few people. You know, Oslo is the capital, and it's like 600,000 there. Yeah. So if something's hip, everybody's doing that stuff, you know. But now it's starting to happen some strange things in the underground that is really interesting. There's a couple of really amazing bands. And because of our Viking heritage, I think we have some evil in us. So Norwegians are really good with evil music, you know, like black metal, and we have some really brutal, noisy punk bands, which you haven't heard anything like that.
Yeah, I was going to say that I think most Norwegian music that plays in our radio is due to those guys over there.
Oh, really?
With the metal show. Uh-huh. I think they are great fans of Norwegian music.
Oh, right? Huh, cool.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of... now the bridge is kind of... well, there's a bridge between that really dark, really underground scene and the more popular scene, so that it's not like two separate worlds anymore. It's more like the dark stuff is slowly like floating into the popular scene, which is really cool, I think.
Yeah. And I would like to mention some bands from Norway for you Portuguese people that you should definitely check out. That is really cool.
I think Manel was going to ask you for some advices.
Okay.
we usually...
Yeah,
like
you should check out a band. It's a trio. It's called Mo, M-O-E. It's badass.
I'm actually writing that
yeah,
down.
Yeah, you should. Right now. And Dark Times is also a cool punk band, I think. And it's not so dark and brutal, but June, he plays in a band called Støv, which is really like really Norwegian.
I assume that's within one of those O's that has like a
yeah,
that's
yes.
Yeah.
Cross. The
yeah, you should check it out. It's in Norwegian and it sounds like the fjords and everything. It's really cool.
We'll be sure to check those out. What about the future for you guys? What does the future hold for you? In the studio, in
well,
the live
there,
acts.
I mean, we can't know everything in the
yeah.
future, but some things we do know, and that is we have a new album ready.
Yeah, it's finished.
It's finished. We're like dying to show the world.
But you're not playing already songs from.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
We are.
We don't have it with us, so people can buy it, but they
it's
can hear the
yet.
Songs. It's not released.
Okay.
But we're playing the songs on this tour, and we're releasing the first single in May and the full album in September.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, then everyone can check it all
it
out.
It will be called Gruesome Twosome.
Gruesome Twosome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and I. This is not other another form of hypnosis.
No. this is because of the two guys, Level and Tyson. They are a gruesome twosome.
Oh, okay. It sticks in the ear.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
No. Forza.
Okay. I think you know they already gave suggestions, and so do you want to promote your shows here in Portugal? For the next
yes.
few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
I was forgetting that we are live, so we can...
Yeah, we would love to promote our shows. We're playing tonight in Norte Shopping in Fnac at
it
9.
It sounds so much better when we say it like that.
at 10. At 10. And then tomorrow we're playing... tomorrow and the 2 days after, 3 shows together with Cave Story, yeah. Really cool band. Tomorrow we will be in Bragança, I don't know,
yes.
The day after in Vila Real, and the day after in Guarda.
Yeah.
And then we have a little secret surprise show that's not really announced in Coimbra on Sunday. Well, I mean, I know we're not in Coimbra, but that's in a skate park.
Yeah,
I don't know where, but
yeah.
Just follow all our social media, Facebook and Instagram and everything, and we will keep you updated about all secret shows.
I think that Coimbra gig is going to be like a crazy party.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to crank up a little bit on the weirdness?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Really.
Oh, yes.
Always cranking
and
the weirdness.
And we will bring all the wine people gave to us during the
yeah.
tour. And
actually, we got a couple of bottles of wine from the sound guy in one of the Fnac shops.
Yeah.
Really?
And the mayor
yeah.
of Braga also gave us some.
The mayor of Braga gave
yeah.
you wine.
So
okay.
thank you,
so that's
Portugal,
a story.
For all the wine.
Now I feel embarrassed that we don't have any wine to give you. Beer.
Beer,
yeah,
the
beer.
Official,
beer
the official drink
beer
of this school.
Good.
Okay, thank you so much for granting us this interview.
Thank you.